This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Screaming hordes of teenage girls, meet and greets, late nights, long bus rides, and stops in 18 cities. Sounds like a boy band on the road. Yet this tour does not involve too much music, and there are no drugs or alcohol. That's forbidden. And at least once per show, a voice over the loudspeaker urges, "Now let's take some selfies." DigiTour, as it's called, features six performers, all under 20, some not even yet 15. The kids are on tour for one thing, being stars on social media. Not based on records sold, but for their number of followers on Instagram or Twitter. It is the new face of fame for the digital age. Ellen Cushing is a writer for BuzzFeed who tagged along on DigiTour, and she joins us now to talk about the teen social media sensation. Ellen, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Hi.
So who gets to go on DigiTour?
Basically, it is a rotating cast of very, very famous teenagers. And when I say famous, I don't mean that you or I have heard of them. I mean that they have, you know, hundreds of thousands up to millions of followers on social media. You know, the biggest star of the tour that I went on has 3.5 million followers on Instagram, which is as many as Michelle Obama and Neil Patrick Harris combined.
Wowie. Well, what is a show like on the DigiTour?
So I liken it in my story to a middle school talent show, I believe, which sounds mean, I think, but is very accurate. You know, it's what you do when you have seven kids who are very charismatic but don't really have any super honed skills. So they do skits, they do games, some of them do sing, some of them cover other people's music, a couple of them have original songs. They kind of goof off in front of this screaming crowd of thousands of people.
Who is behind this? Who put together DigiTour?
So the company DigiTour was founded very recently. It was founded in 2010, I believe. Its CEO is 30, which makes a lot of sense because she really, really gets her audience. And she worked in music A&R before, and she sort of saw what was happening. This was roughly around the time Justin Bieber was blowing up. It was a little bit after. But at that point, it was clear that you could become famous by being famous on social media first. But nobody really knew how to do it. And this woman, Meredith Valiondo Rojas, kind of cracked the code.
Well, she calls her tour the Coachella for the YouTube generation and is really taking advantage of this new idea of fame. But how do they rise to internet fame?
You know, it sort of snowballs. A lot of them become famous because a photo that they took or a tweet they tweeted got retweeted by a slightly more famous social media celebrity. So there's this crew of probably a total of like 40 or 50 of these kids who support each other and tweet at each other. And I feel like I sound really old even trying to explain it because I don't fully understand it. And when you ask the kids, they don't fully understand it. But, you know, it is this sort of critical mass thing that happens when you have a certain number of followers. You just keep growing.
Well, you feel old. I feel like I have one foot in the grave. You rode the bus, Ellen. You were there with all the digi famous.
I was
indeed. So it also seems to me, you mentioned about 40 kids. I guess they take six or seven out at a time, but they're mostly all boys. What do you think is going on there?
So the DigiTour audience appears to be about 95% female. Meredith likens it to the boy band phenomenon a lot, which I think is pretty apt. These are teenage girls. You know, teenage girls are already sort of unabashed in their emotions, having been one relatively recently. I think teenage girls are less ashamed to be enthusiastic about stuff than teenage boys are. I think teenage boys, when they kind of go through puberty, they sort of like revert inward, and their way of being cool is not showing enthusiasm. And I think teenage girls sort of do the opposite. So it's definitely a romantic boy band, like sort of thing going on. we haven't mentioned this yet, but a big way DigiTour makes money isn't exactly show tickets. Show tickets are about $25. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at 1,000 to 3,000 kids a show, it doesn't, you're not making a huge amount of money, but they do a meet and greet, which is basically a receiving line kind of thing where 100 or 200 girls goes through this line, takes a photo with each of the boys, talks to them, like gets a hug, and for that it's about $160. Mm-hmm. So that's DigiTour's real cash cow, and that's the real appeal, is meeting these boys. And there's a very weirdly romantic burlesque of adult courtship performed by like 13-year-olds.
Well, it is not that different from, you know, people thought the Monkees were ridiculous in One Direction. It's hard to get the appeal if you are beyond 15 years old, I guess. But I'm trying to wrap my head around this kind of idea of talent. You know, we've watched the rise and discovery of plenty of new talents on TV shows where you're singing or designing clothes or having a good business idea. But what exactly is the talent being rewarded on DigiTour? It's just being internet famous?
So this was something that I kind of went through a transformation with myself on tour. At first, I was really, really skeptical, and I was like, these kids are just famous for being themselves. They're not doing anything. And at some point, I was talking to Meredith, DigiTour CEO, and she said that charisma is its own kind of talent, which is true. I couldn't do what these kids are doing. You know, they are up on stage every night for a couple hours, engaging with the fans. They put a ton of energy into their fan relationships. One of the things that's very new about stuff like DigiTour and is pretty different from traditional celebrity is there's a lot of fan interaction. So beyond the meet and greets, the fans are interacting with these kids on social media. They're tweeting at them, and sometimes the famous ones are tweeting back. So, you know, certainly they do not have, like, I didn't see any otherworldly bring down the house musical talent while I was watching DigiTour, but they definitely are doing something appealing.
We're speaking with Ellen Cushing from BuzzFeed, who wrote an article about the teen social media sensations on tour, which is called DigiTour. Basically, people phenomenally popular on Vine and Instagram and on Twitter who go on tour and appear in front of thousands of people for being internet famous. It was helpful for me to kind of see you turn around on that because I felt similarly cynical, I think. Are these kids able to be normal teens? I mean, do they go to high school? Do they have dreams and aspirations beyond social media fame? Or is that enough?
They are absolutely not able to be normal teens. Most of them don't go to high school because they're on tour. You know, I was on tour for a few days, but they're on tour for weeks at a time. They don't go to high school. The more famous ones can't even go to a high school football game or a mall or an amusement park without being completely mobbed. Yeah. Most of them, like, buy their clothes online because they can't deal with going to the mall anymore. They're not living normal lives. You know, who knows what'll happen later. The youngest one was 14, which is really, really young. And he definitely doesn't know what he wants for his future. A lot of them want to stay in entertainment. I think many of them are kind of primed to go into hosting, like a Jimmy Fallon type existence or Ryan Seacrest. Some of them will probably change their minds at some point. I talked a lot to one of the kid, Jonah Marais. I talked to his mom a lot. And, you know, she's a midwife and she has three other kids, and she really wants Jonah to go to college. But, you know, that's a tough sell when the alternative is just hanging out with your friends in LA and making Vine videos and getting paid a ton of money and going on tour.
Mm. And a lot of them have very lucrative sponsorship deals.
Yeah, they can get paid up to $100,000 for a sponsored Vine. So Vines are 6 seconds long. you can do the math on how much they're getting paid per second, but the more famous ones get paid a lot. Invisalign or Coca-Cola or Trident will pay them to do a sponsored Vine.
Well, one of the things that came across to me in this article is that it is representative of the decentralization of fame. You know, like anybody can be famous. So what does it mean? You know, we're in this world where any middle schooler, any preteen, any tween can create something of themselves online. In the one hand, it's fabulous. I mean, anybody can do it. It's the American dream. On the other hand, how much energy goes into trying to be internet famous for a kid?
I think a lot. I don't know what it's like for the ones who are just trying to be internet, you know, who are sort of on their way up. But the kids that I was with are spending all of their time doing this. It's a lot of work. And I had mixed feelings about watching that because, you know, I think there's no unfamous. You know, the youngest kid that was on tour was 14. He has 3.9 million Twitter followers. And he chose this. He's very happy to be doing this, but you make a lot of choices when you're 14 that you regret later. You know, I dyed my hair blue when I was 14, and I'm really glad I don't still have blue hair. So it's very strange to watch, and they're very young. And one of the things about this decentralization of fame is that there are fewer kind of checks and balances. If anyone can be famous, there's no one telling you that maybe it's not a good idea to be famous, or at least that there are repercussions to being famous for the rest of your life. Like, nobody tells these kids, hey, if you keep doing this, you're going to need to contend with the fact that you can never go to a high school football game without being mobbed.
It is not just DigiTour that is making money out of this. There are management companies. There's a whole apparatus developing. From what you saw, Ellen, is this a growth industry representing and presenting the internet famous?
This is absolutely a growth industry. I think that we're going to see this just explode. I don't think I'm being hyperbolic at all. The wave is just cresting. A lot of the early social media celebrities are now making movies that are, you know, going into real movie theaters and releasing singles to varying degrees of success. But there's this huge, huge apparatus kind of being scrambled to be built up around them that I really just think is only going to grow.
So, Ellen, you softened up a bit on this. Are you a convert? Are you following anybody, any 14-year-olds on Vine?
I have to confess that I still am. You know, 6 seconds isn't all that long, and some of their videos are weirdly charming, but I'm pretty embarrassed to say that on the radio.
Ellen Cushing, a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for introducing me, anyway, to this bizarre universe.
Thank you.
Ellen Cushing is a writer and article editor for BuzzFeed's tech section. That's where we found her article, Sexts, Hugs, and Rock and Roll. And you'll find a link to read it for yourself and see some of the fabulous pictures of DigiTour. It's all at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Well, you might have thought that things could not get any worse for the comedian Bill Cosby, but they did over the weekend. And despite growing evidence and charges leveled against him, most of his accusers have run out of time to press criminal charges. Up next, a lawyer explains the history and the reasons for why statutes of limitations exist in our legal system. That's after a short break when Word of Mouth continues.